This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kanye West says, we're already reached the point of unlimited energy. They've already suppressed all these technologies on record. And their only hope is to play us off against each other. So the establishment can try to get live decision technology and then go to a type 1 civilization. And we've just been seen as wreckage or like boosters on a rocket that are obsolete. Well, I don't like an establishment saying I'm obsolete. And believe me, folks, it's beyond racism as you think of it. It's an elitism to take control of human development and destroy us so they can be better than us. And that's the final equation of the globalist. And you join them, you lose your soul. Hotep, join us for a full hour in the near future and take some calls. We've got a guest host, Owen Benjamin of HugePianist.com joining us. Your websites are booksbybrian.com and HotepNation.com on Twitter for now at Vibe High. But just big pictures I was asking, looking at these events and the violence and they're saying Trump and Alex Jones are going to cause violence, and then it's the media doing it. You can see the pre-programming, and with 8 days out, I just cringe every hour wondering what nutball they've got on a short leash, programmed, ready to be released, because I think what we've seen is just drip, drip. It gets bigger, bigger, you know, each event. I think we're going to see some really bad stuff, like that guy that wanted to blow up the Washington Monument with 200 pounds of explosive that got caught. I just gut level. At a spiritual level, I'm like Danger Will Robinson.
Absolutely. I think this comes down to, I said it this morning, these events, like we have a school shooting happening right now. And I said, I find it quite odd that there's a tragedy inflation always around election time. And there's this book I read before, it's TV News, I believe. I forget the author. But he basically says the media can create a crime spree or whatever they want at any time they want just by reporting on crimes that happen every single day. So what we have is, like you always say, fear mongering, using the media to scare
people. It's basically mind control. They can put out a message that all the Coca-Cola is selling out and everyone goes and grabs it, or all the water is selling out, or people are jumping off the Empire State Building and they start doing it. So it's really a form of mind control.
Oh, it's absolutely mind control. It's mind control, mind conditioning, mind numbing. All of that stuff.
If you wouldn't have been banned from the Young Black Leadership Conference that was so successful, what would you have said just in a few minutes?
If I hadn't have been banned, what do you mean?
I mean, you're not getting banned now. This is what you would have said if you'd have made it there.
Oh, if I would have made it there on that stage, I would have said, I had a speech ready, and it started out with, we want our guns. We want our right to speech. You know, those are the two things I stand behind, you know. And then lastly, it's just love, not the fake love that the left puts out there, you know, that real love. But America is, it's the wild, wild west. It's an amusement park. It is AR. It's augmented reality. You can do whatever you want in this crazy country. And I think that the people that put that constitution in place did a pretty good job. And the people that are tearing it down are going to take America from, you know, how great it is, to something that's just going to really suck. It's just not going to be fun. That's what makes America great. You know, all the good and bad that comes with it. End of the day, America's fun. You don't even have to watch TV. You can just watch politics and have fun. You can watch people and have fun. You can just, you know, just life here is fun. Whereas other places like, you know, actually, I don't want to. Let me not do that.
You don't want to be mean, but they're very homogenous and it's very robotic.
Yeah, exactly.
America is not robotic. America is Wild Wild West, and we want that.
Yeah, I think that's fun, man.
And let's be honest, it can be funny, it can be happy, it can be dangerous, it can be scary, it can be violent, but it's where everybody wanted to get because there was something called freedom. To me, it was some perfect freedom, but they want to demonize it because it's got a potential that will destroy their whole system of control.
That's exactly it, man. They don't want control. And we're unpredictable. They can't control us. So the only thing they can do is try to suppress us.
That's right. Hotep Jesus, come back soon for a full hour. Give that full speech. Get that speech here next week or this week. Come back soon.
I'll prepare them.
All right, Hotep, good luck. We'll be back. Guess who's guest hosting, ladies and gentlemen? That's right, Owen Benjamin. Straight ahead, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Benjamin is taking over, one of the top comedians out there in the country. I don't even follow comedy, and I'd stopped and watched him on TV and enjoyed him and liked him and seen him on Joe Rogan's podcast. But he's like me, deplatformed, and now it's Gab, and now it's the NRA, and now it's Lou Dobbs they want to fire because he said that George Soros, in documents, is funding the immigrant caravan. George Soros is in AP, Forbes, 6 months ago saying he's doubling down with hundreds of millions in the caravans. But then they decided the optics aren't good. We didn't do that. And if you say it, you're off the air. It's crazy. So I'm going to hand the baton to him. He's got a full broadcast lined up for you. He's loaded for bear. And then the war room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at 3 o'clock. That's in 55 minutes or so. Briefly, because I didn't even plug last hour, though, because I'm so bad about this. Most talk shows plug every segment, as you know, and they need to because it's expensive to run all this. I plug once an hour. Okay, and the network ads, that's for the network of the stations. We've got our biggest sale ever running, 50% off on all the high-quality supplements and nutraceuticals, free shipping. And it will end on Wednesday. It's going to end tomorrow. Wednesday is some new specials. We had to roll our Christmas special, our Black Friday, our Cyber Monday all into one because they were taking all of our... We had six payment providers. They got us down to one. Now, we got two backups. But I got a little scared, so I said, fire all cylinders, all the sales we had, roll them into one for the rest of the year. And so we've sold out of a lot of stuff. We're very close to selling out of the rest. That's why the sale has to end, and then I'll just trail it out for the year. So 50% off X2, even though it's the last run, 50% off Brainforce, Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all of it, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And they still could get our other payment processors, though I have contracts, you know, and things like that now. But we're under real harassment. They say, oh, go build your own website. Gab.com is offline. No, they're coming for everybody. And this is their model. And they're on C-SPAN with right-wing neocon and left-wing group CIA bragging at NATO summits how they're going to shut everyone completely down. That's the rogue government. So this is on... Like Donkey Kong, to use the cheesy term. It's on. It's happening now. You're being usurped. You're being enslaved. Say no! God, they jumped the shark. What they're doing is so un-American. Do we remember what it is to be an American? Financial support. And then even more important than that, pray for us and send out the live link at InfoWars.com/show on your own Twitter, on your own Facebook. So what if they're going to ban you? They've already shadow banned you. Send it out in your email. Text people. Hey, you know, Alex Jones is live. Owen Benjamin's live right now. Go back to our websites. That's how we beat them. This is a war. The free newsletter. Infowars.com/newsletter. So we can send you the forbidden videos, the forbidden articles. This is real. This is a war. And the power of you and word of mouth is unstoppable. Owen Benjamin has sold out shows all over the country. He has to have you send him your email and you buy the ticket. And then 5 hours, 6 hours before, he tells you where it is in your town so they don't threaten to firebomb the venue. And the guy's about as right-wing as Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, don't say nationalist. Don't say mother and father now. That's hateful. I mean, how much will he, like you said last time, what's your line in the sand? How far can they push? What's that line? They've so overrun the line that you're crazy if you don't oppose them with every ounce of your will, and it's not with a gun. It is with information and your speech and your action, the First Amendment, which is under assault. Okay, Owen, I'm going to let you take over. I'll keep interrupting. Thanks for hosting. You got 50 minutes left. God bless.
Yeah, what you were just talking about is very true, that the First and Second Amendment are very important to stay away from violence, because people usually commit acts of violence when they have nothing left, and so talking it out is the best thing to do. So right now I want to break down Barack Obama's last tweet in regards to the synagogue shooting. Then I want to talk a little bit about Halloween costumes. I'm going to play a clip of a stand-up bit I did 2 years ago that kind of predicted a lot of this nonsense. I think honest comedy is oddly predicts the future. There's like a time travel element with it. And then a song that me and some of the unbearables on my live stream wrote for Tommy Robinson when he first went to jail. There's a really cool video of the streets of London, or the streets, I don't know what city it was in, but just thousands of people singing it to him when he got out of jail, and he gave us a shout out. And I just want to show the power of the individual over tyranny. And I'll show you an example with me and Tommy Robinson that just happened. So first, I want to talk about Barack Obama's last tweet. My father teaches rhetoric, like how to persuasion, how to form arguments. He's a college professor about he teaches communication studies. So I've known since I was a child how words work and how arguments work. And I thought I could help people understand how these sophists, how these wizards, these magicians use words to manipulate people. So Barack Obama just tweeted, "We grieve for the Americans murdered in Pittsburgh. All of us have to fight the rise of anti-Semitism and hateful rhetoric against those who look or love or pray differently. We have to stop making it so easy for those who want to harm the innocent and get their hands on a gun." Okay, so on the surface, that appears to be a nice, compassionate American tweet in response to a tragedy. But in reality, it's the exact opposite. So I'll show you how it works. So at first, he says we. We is something called assumed assume consensus. We. I don't get permission for Barack Obama to speak on my behalf. I don't know about you. And also, he's friends with Louis Farrakhan, who calls Jews termites and has praised Adolf Hitler. So when he says we, he isn't even talking about him and his friends or me. It's a trick. It's assumed consensus. You know, it's kind of like when you're trying to insult someone, you say, you smell bad. Everyone thinks so. Like, everyone talks about how much, like, you're known for being the guy who smells bad. You can just, that makes you feel even worse than if someone just says you smell bad, because it's something called assumed consensus. So we agree for the Americans murdered in Pittsburgh. And then next he says, all of us have to fight the rise of anti-Semitism and hateful rhetoric against those who look or pray differently or love differently or whatever. Okay, this is some fantastically manipulative stuff here. All right, so first of all of us are not responsible for the rise of anti-Semitism in America. Who is not responsible? People who aren't anti-Semites. Hollywood would do the same thing after one of their famous soy boy rapes. They would always say, we are responsible for rape. We have to be better at protecting women. I don't know about you, but I do a great job protecting women, specifically my wife. I've never raped anyone. I'm guessing you haven't either. What this is, it's people who say that, they're trying to devalue the currency of shame by flooding the market with it. It's just like supply and demand market economics, right? They do it with shame. So if everyone should be ashamed, then you can't pick out who really should be ashamed. I hope you guys find this interesting. I find it really interesting.
No, every segment of this is the brainwashing. When he actually funded the Arab Spring, his anti-Israel himself, he's actually the anti-Semite. He's actually the radical Islamicist. And
exactly.
Then he's using groupthink, saying we all agree and that we're all guilty. Like in the old Soviet Union, if the guy down the block shot the secret police, you'd get 5 years in a gulag. So it's this collective guilt, like, look, a crazy person did something. You're guilty. Well, no, there's always been crazy bad people. There's 7.5 billion of us. Anybody that says we can never allow one murder again and you're all guilty, that's like, oh, you're putting me in a cage, that I'm going to be a slave, that I'm your slave forever, and I've got to follow all your orders and do whatever you say forever because you just associated me with somebody else. I'm an individual, and you're a cult leader.
Yeah, and it takes away personal accountability, which is what all abusive people inevitably want to do. And the nail in the coffin is the end to keep their hands off of guns. They never tried to get rid of fake pipes and weird powder and post offices when that fraudulent pipe thing just happened. No, they're trying to get rid of your guns so that they can get rid of your speech and they can get rid of your property rights. And they all did it under the guise of compassion. Look at how this is structured. Barack Obama is an anti-Semite, right? So now he's saying we're all anti-Semites. People who pray differently. So if someone prays to Satan, that's the same as God. That's madness. So if someone is covered
with
blood.
You can't even question other religions. He's equating that with violence.
Exactly.
He's creating a big cult. Stay there. I'm going to let you take over. It's all riveting. Don't invite me to pop in there, Owen, or I'm going to take over.
No, I love it. I miss
you.
No.
I'm going to be watching, but I'm not going to pop back in. Owen Benjamin, straight ahead. He's supposedly hosting here, but we all know I interrupt my own interruptions.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're just seconds away from Owen Benjamin hosting the Alex Jones Show. Does band and band clash? Like totally deplatform and totally deplatform is like wearing bright red top, bright red pants. Or no, I don't think it clashes. I think it's good. Birds of a feather fly together. Owen Benjamin, a huge pianist. That's not the ding-dong word. That's pianist, like pianist. It's a big guy, and he plays a piano. Some breaking news, big article, documents released by Judicial Watch, more of them, prove George Soros behind illegal alien caravan that has Trump sending 5,000 troops to augment the National Guard and regular army on the border. So that's getting out of control. And that big Beto O'Rourke mural that got national attention. We didn't do it. I'll be honest, I thought about it, but I said, that's free speech, I'm not doing it. It was on somebody's private building downtown. The commies, the local Antifa, said, don't vote, revolt. And that's, they do that everywhere. They attack, like, cat sanctuaries. If white people own it, you name it. That's white Antifa doing that. They'll walk up and go, F you white piece of crap. You gender, it's like all white methods. Vote now, love Trump's hate. Somebody hung that over. So now it's become like a pissing post in downtown Austin. I'm going to have to go down there and do a live report from there. Anyways, back to Owen Benjamin.
Thank you, Alex. That was awesome. I just wanted to play you guys a clip because the great Tommy Robinson, for those of you that don't know, he was reporting on these grooming sex rape gangs in his hometown of Rotterdam, England. And the trial was happening and he was reporting on it. So they put him in prison and me and a bunch of the unbearables on the live stream wrote him a song. Okay. The song started taking off and then some of his guys saw it. And then they, started handing out flyers with the lyrics on it. And as Tommy comes out of prison, there's people singing it in the streets. And the reason I want to show you guys this is because there's a reason authoritarians hate the individual, because the individual can overcome them just by not kneeling and not submitting. So if you guys want to check this out, this is a pretty powerful example of people coming together.
I'm in Benjamin. What do you reckon, mate? Yeah, hey,
yeah, so it was a song called How They Rule Ya, and I first started coming up with it, but a bunch of other people came up with great lines in it, and I have a big enough platform where it could spread, and then I played it live once, and before you know it, thousands of people are singing it, and it sends a shiver down the spine of the EU that think they can just keep pumping these strangers into their communities without anyone having any justice for rapists and gang rapists and pedophiles. And so that's just one dude with a live stream capability and a piano. If we live in a nation of individuals, that can happen all the time. And so when you have these Obama type people that want you to have no personal accountability, that if one person commits a crime, we all did. If one person commits a violent act, all their enemies did, and we all did. And we all have to have collective guilt and collective punishment based on things that we did not do. That is a way for monsters to hide. It's an inverse. It's the upside down. So as a comedian, I like to show people exactly what the leftist world would really look like if you took it to its end conclusion. Like, for example, there would be no health. So here's a video I made called Leftist Fitness Instructor. You guys have it.
We do. Leftist Fitness Instructor. That's an amazing video.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, they have it.
While they're doing that, let me bring this up. I'm glad I'm co-hosting now with you, with Owen Benjamin of HugePenis.com. I I'd heard that clip. I heard your name. I didn't put it together. I thought, man, that's a cool sounding song, but it's a little bitty short clip. Hopefully we can pull that in later and play the whole song. Tell us where we find that song that you came up with, then like a meme, people kind of added on to it and made it even better. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you can find that at youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, or if you just look up Owen Benjamin, How They Rule Ya, and people have covered it, and it's expanded. And Ezra, I can't remember his last name, but someone tweeted that this song was written by Owen Benjamin of America. So I changed my Instagram name to Owen Benjamin of America because it sounded so formal.
And again, people think of memes as just something funny. To me, a meme is something that people culturally pick up and then add things to. Kind of like the English language is this mongrel language. It's real diversity. And then it's just everybody just keeps innovating and making it even better. And then once a meme kind of peaks out, then it dies for a while, and then it gets innovated again and comes back. Like, I've been involved in a bunch of memes that come in and out. But there it is. Song for Tommy Robinson, 50,000 views on YouTube. Owen Benjamin, How We Rule Ya. We do have that clip now. Our computer was having a heart attack. Reintroduce what you were just saying.
Oh, so you can't function in a world. That's why a lot of people go more on the right, who are plumbers and carpenters and military and cops and comedians and engineers, where you live in a world where things either work or don't work, where you can't live in this gender study nonsense world. Fitness is one of those places. So here is a fitness video called Leftist Fitness Instructor.
Here it is. Unbearable production.
Hi, I'm Owen Benjamin. I used to be an actual fitness instructor, and I would focus on real-world results. But with the rise of leftism came a drop in the personal accountability needed for fitness. That's when I started Leftist Fitness. Because as we all know, it's not your fault you're fat. It's unconscious heteronormative behavior. Fat shaming. Straws. The existence of monkeys. White people. My clients used to like yoga and Tai Chi, but now we know we can't do those things if we're white because it's cultural appropriation. That's not your exercise, white man. It's only for the slants. I recently had a 400-pound client fall down some stairs and break her hip. She was relieved to find out that it was not her fault. It's because gravity is rape. Leftist fitness. Diabetes is a pejorative. It's now called livabetes. Yes. Right now I'm feeling a burn in my abdominals. For the leftist fitness, we just want you to feel a different kind of burn. Bernie Sanders, the communist agitator, who's never had a job. In the real world, we know water is important.
All right, so this is like been going for several more minutes, but I just wanted to show you guys.
Oh, I want to see more, please.
Yeah, there's one holding up false narratives where I'm just holding. It's like Russia collusion. You can't function in that world where nothing's your fault. And also changing words to avoid any accountability. Where instead of diabetes, you call it livabetes. Like your foot's still gonna fall off, whatever you call it. And I think that that's something that people have to understand, that this wizardry, these magic tricks that Obama made so prevalent. They don't last, and your house will still fall down no matter what you call it. Oh, no way. That's hilarious.
And by the way, if you don't think that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is super sexy and hot, you know what you are. You're an anti-feminist.
Yeah, you're an ageist. And you're an ugliest. That means you're against ugly. Like, it means you discern against ugly. Yeah, because discrimination became a bad word, but it's a great word. I discriminate. I only have sex with one woman. That's my wife. I would eat a banana over a battery. Like, discrimination is how you have a great life and you don't be turned into a slave.
What's a great form of discrimination? I pull into a town, don't know what restaurants are good. The one that has the line around the block is where I want to eat.
Exactly.
That's discrimination.
That hard guitar means we might have a little commercial break coming in.
See, you better watch out. You invited me to stay here, but it's true. Imagine you're out in Africa. You don't see the gazelles drinking out of one water puddle. That means it's poisonous. The ones they're at means it's good water. That's called discrimination. When you, like, don't run off the road, that's discriminating. We'll be back with Owen Benjamin straight ahead.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Hi there. It's not Alex Jones right now. It's me, Owen Benjamin, comedian. But before we start talking about Halloween costumes, it's my honor. I've always wanted to do this, plug Alex's products. So now I'm going to. And I hopefully I do a pretty good job with it. Because right now we have 50% off all InfoWars Life Super Sale with free shipping. That's unprecedented. Last 2 days, it's never been done before. I own Benjamin can't. I can't fact check it this fast, but I trust him. So I'm guessing it really has never been done before. That's Christmas, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all rolled into one powerful day. Brainforce. It's 50% off with free shipping. That's Brainforce. You like your brain? Why don't we jack it up a little bit? Get some more force. Secret 12. Not, I guess it's not a secret now. That's 50% off. Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste. What's the deal with fluoride? Well, you know, who cares? Now that you don't have to have it in there, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off, which is great, especially if you're having Ultimate Bone Broth. You'll have the Ultimate Bone Broth if you also have Super Male Vitality. Happy's, 50% off. InfoWars Life Gut Check Combo, 50% off with free shipping. Bodies, 50% off with free shipping. Alpha Power, Real Red Pill Plus, Silver Bullet, which kills, I believe, is it vampires or werewolves silver bullets kill? I wonder what a copper bullet kills. Knockout, 50% off with free shipping, plus many other incredible deals. So go to InfoWars.com and check out all those great deals. Keep Alex on the air. Keep all these people employed and keep having them be able to have wonderful guests like me, Owen Benjamin, comedian, and, guest host. And I want to talk about Halloween, because Halloween, my wife loves Halloween, and my kids, well, one of my kids is just a baby, so I don't know what he likes yet. He still just really likes my wife's breasts and sleep, but my other son, Walter, who's 2 and a half now, is all about Halloween, and so is my wife. We're all dressed as dinosaurs. I looked like Godzilla, and I ate a lot of cupcakes, but the point I'm trying to make is, there's a lot of leftist nonsense about what you can and cannot dress as for Halloween. And the thing about honest comedy is honest comedy predicts things. Because what we see is what things people would laugh at is usually a year or two ahead of the curve of what people are going to roll out into the general population. So here's a clip from 2 years ago that I did on Halloween costumes. Check this out. Yeah, Halloween was intense. Everyone had outrage because of outfits. Like, the big thing around college campuses was it's a culture, not a costume. And so they get mad at white people wearing, like, sombreros or, like, those rice paddy hats or any of those big hats. Yeah, I think it's way more racist to say that all Mexicans wear sombreros. Do you understand my line of thinking? Where it's like, don't wear the sombrero because that's their hat. It's like, what? You think that's like their hat? To say, I want a sombrero. I want a rice paddy hat because I don't like the sun. That's a killer hat for white people. You got to have that big old brim. And then I started thinking, every costume is offensive to some group of people. Like everything. Like werewolves offend Armenian men. And of course, when women dress as sexy nurses, Filipino moms get outraged. That's their outfit, not yours. All right, so hugepianist.com if you want to get tickets to see me live now that you've seen how hilarious I am. So the Filipino mom nurse one is, and the reason I used Armenians and Filipinos is because I was performing that bit in Brea, California. So my audience was very Filipino and somewhat Armenian. And Armenians are usually very good at taking jokes. I didn't have to really overthink that one. But an incredible amount of Filipino moms are, in fact, nurses. And so a lot of people have always written me like, this is unbelievable. Like, I'm Filipino and my mom's a nurse. I'm like, yeah, that's why Filipino dudes are so tough, because their moms just keep patching them up for war. But the point I was really trying to make here is, where does it end? You know, it seems like the left, the authoritarians, whatever you want to call them, the ruling elite, they have a list over who's protected at that moment. It's usually based on some sort of dystopian future that they're trying to roll out for us so a small amount of people can become incredibly wealthy and powerful, and who you can and can't mock. And so if I was, like, there is no outfit that you can't, that should be off limits, because everything would, quote unquote, offend someone. The concept of offense is mind blowing. If someone tells me they're offended, I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry to hear how weak you are. Like, I feel like they're kind of almost like opening up to me, like admitting how weak they are. It's almost like saying like that they have herpes or something where it's like, hey man, I'm offended. I'm like, I'm so sorry that you were raised so badly and you're so weak. Because when you think about cultural appropriation, all it does is it tries to put people into boxes. And that's what globalists want to do. If you look at Agenda 21 or any of these things that I've been exposed to ever since I've been watching Alex Jones's show, ever since he got censored, I started watching him, and now I'm exposed to all this stuff of nightmares. Look at Agenda 21. And when you look at how the UN wants to district the populations, the easiest way to do that is when you have the populations themselves district themselves. Because we outnumber them, we outgun them, we outlive them, we out everything them. So we have to do it to ourselves. So what you do is you say, hey, get that burrito out of your mouth. You're not a Mexican. And someone's like, well, I'm half Mexican. It's like, well, then you're half wrong. That's nonsense. I remember when I used to live in California, there was a walk for skin cancer. I remember one of my friends who was from an extremely wealthy family, but had joined Black Lives Matter, even though he's white and Jewish and rich. He was like, I'm going to do a walk for skin cancer. My first reaction was outdoors, because I didn't know if he realized that we lived in a very high UV area, Los Angeles. You don't want to do a skin cancer walk outside. That doesn't make any sense. That's like smoking for lung cancer. Anyway, so I was wearing a sombrero. This is why I wrote this joke. This happened to me 3 years ago, because that was the second year I did that joke. I was at the Improv wearing a sombrero, and me and my buddy were Jose and Jose B. And the same guy came up to me and was like, you can't wear that sombrero. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because that's not your hat. Because at first I was like, you can be the third guy. You can be Juan Direction, because we're going to be three dudes in sombreros, Juan Direction or Jose Jose B. Of course, all the Mexican bus boys and stuff that I was boys with thought it was hilarious, because the people that are actually offended are always, they're almost always white women from wealthy families or female acting males that are white. It's always that. I mean, I've never met anyone else except for maybe Colin Kaepernick, but I've never met him. I feel like he may be at this point digital. But anyway, so I started thinking about it. If anyone needs a sombrero, it's the whites. Because I was looking at this guy, I'm like, the sun is beating down on our white skin and we need a giant brim. And this is why I believe that God has a sense of humor, because the whitest people on the planet, pasty, very white people, traditionally white people, have the smallest hats. And of course I'm referring to the Jews. The Jews have a tiny little hat called a yarmulke, and it doesn't have a brim at all. It looks like a swim cap for a kitten. And so they have no sun protection, but yet these Hispanic people with this beautiful brown resilient skin to the sun have these giant brims. So my proposal is for Mexicans and Jews to switch hats, and that's how we actually cure skin cancer, not his little walk in the park in the sun. And see, that's actual problem solving. You know, if anyone needs a sombrero, it's the whites. And if anyone needs a larger hat, it's the Jews. And so I believe that that is how we actually start solving some problems. Oh, hey, love. My beautiful wife just brought me some coffee. Thank you very much. She's actually half Mexican, so she gets to wear half a sombrero. It looks kind of absurd, like half a sombrero. Oh, is that the music? Well, I'll be back for another thing here. But hugepianist.com for tickets to my tour or my last four specials that we produced ourselves to get away from the nightmare that is Netflix. And if you want to support, just buy one of those or come out to see us on the road. And youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. And buy all of Alex's stuff. I want to get bone broth. That sounds very, very exciting.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems. system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Owen Benjamin. And, of course, info is an abbreviation for information. Information wars. And I always think it's kind of interesting that you can abbreviate the word abbreviate with abbreviation. It's kind of a mind blower. All right. So this little section, I want to talk about a bit I did in West Palm Beach. And make sure that you support InfoWars, because they have a huge, dedicated, awesome staff of people and infrastructure, and they are doing stuff that is awesome. So go to InfoWars.com and get, you know, bone broth. That's what I'm going to get, because there's I like broth, and bone just sounds very masculine and intense. And I think we're about to start trying to conceive our third child, so I'm going to get myself some bone broth. If you want to get one of my specials, you can go to hugepianist.com or a ticket to my next, my winter tour, which is Salt Lake City, Denver, Phoenix, Albuquerque, Albuquerque, Phoenix, and Vegas. So get one of those. But I don't have a staff. I don't need a giant studio. So I occasionally get to just put up specials for free for you, the people. And this is a clip from Live at the Kelsey Theater, which is a full special that I put for free on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. And we're going to discuss the implications of it after you take a listen. So check this out.
People keep comparing everything to Hitler now. Everyone's like, that's literally Hitler. Like, I've been called Hitler a lot. So they're like, you're like, I used to live in Los Angeles, which is just, you know, they're doing lines of like, yeah. They're doing lines of like gluten-free cocaine, like, like, is this gluten-free? Don't use a straw. Don't use a straw. Straws are bad. Straws are bad. Straws are bad. They're just, their minds are gone. They're like, Donald Trump is literally Hitler. Now it's time to give all your guns to Hitler. I'm like, one time I was having lunch with my friend, this girl, and she was like, would you kill Hitler as a baby if you could? Like, do you think you could do that for the world? Like, if you were a time traveler and you saw Hitler in a crib, could you kill Hitler? I'm like, why do you ask? She's like, I don't know if I can do it. I know I should, but I don't know if I can do it. I'm like, you can do it. She's like, what? No, I'm like a kind person. I'm a member of PETA. I'm like, well, you've had two abortions that weren't Hitler. Hitler is like zero, and you just pulled the plug because you didn't want to cancel your Netflix account.
Yeah, so if you want comedy like that, come my way, because a joke like that doesn't end up on Netflix. Susan Rice, who used to work for the Obama administration, is now one of the board members of Netflix. Netflix has become a propaganda wing for the Democratic Party, and that's not conspiratorial. It's a fact. Just with the exception of a few specials that have made it through, you know, like Norm MacDonald's Hitler's Dog is hysterical. The 2006 Rogan special is really funny. There's a few funny specials on there. Bill Burr has some funny ones. But in general, it's all leftist propaganda. You can't make fun of Islam. You can't make fun of abortions. You can't make fun of anything like that. It all has to be, you know, orange man bad, lemon man good, Don Lemon. And it's a battle of the citrus at this point. Orange man bad, lemon man good. What citrus are you on? And the hypocrisy of the left is more troubling than I think a lot of people want to understand. Because if you accept the hypocrisy, what you did is you just created a priest class. So when you have people doing lines of cocaine, you know, and not being able to use a straw because they think that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not for the drug laws that we currently have. As I'm assessing what I'm saying in my mind with the moral equivalency, I'm not saying that just the existence of cocaine itself is immoral, because I personally think that that the drug war is a nonsense war at this point. But just hear me out. The straw they're using, they want banned because they think it'll help sea life. Like, that's so crazy. You know, and then PETA is more offended if you eat an egg that's been fertilized by a rooster. And I have roosters and chickens, and I've cut the heads off of roosters. They're really not good. They're not good dudes. You know, after the Kavanaugh thing, I've been less likely to kill roosters because I'm trying to stand with the boys. But what am I talking about? All right, anyway, so they're offended by that, but not someone's, like, third abortion at 20 weeks. That's complete madness. And so to point that out, we'll get this relief laugh from the crowd. Like, the crowd's like, because they want to hear it so bad, because they know the hypocrisy is literally rotting them from the inside out. And the comedian's job is to point out the hypocrisy and let people heal. And then if somehow the scales moved and there ended up being an overly conservative environment, The comedian's job would be more like George Carlin or Lenny Bruce, to point out some of the problems of the overly conservative world. And that's kind of the function of the comedian. And right now we are drowning in leftism and progressivism and political correctness and these non-player characters just reciting whatever they're told. And so the comedian has to point that out. And we're seeing it all falling and failing. We turn on Saturday Night Live for relief from the Kavanaugh hearing, and we see them brutalizing Kavanaugh and not making fun of the obvious nonsense of Christine Blasey Ford, a person who since then has disappeared. You know, someone who is so, you know, adamant about justice and truth. And after 37 years, I'm finally ready to face my... And then as soon as they weren't allowed in, as soon as Kavanaugh didn't get in, she was like, all right, I'm outie 5,000. I'll see you later. I'm just going to grab this 900K, my book deal, and go home. She's a liar. What she was saying is total nonsense. And some people are like, yeah, but we don't know if she was lying. Yeah, we do. She was lying. I have a hard time remembering a month ago in detail, let alone lies from longer. That memory was older than my existence. And people are like, we must listen. So we turn on SNL to get the relief, to make fun of Christine Blasey Ford's little kid voice, or how all these people that defended Ted Kennedy, who literally raped a chick on the floor of a restaurant and also killed another one, who was called the Lion of the Senate. Lion, not lying, like what he would be called. Lion, this red-faced murderer and sodomite. So we're supposed to forget all that and with a straight face look at these this den of snakes telling us, like, be strong, Christine Blasey Ford. We know that you're in pain. And did he touch your mouth and yell loudly and then you had to get home before Uber from a place that you don't remember? And we're just at home like, okay, if no one releases the tension of this, we're going to rot from the inside out as a society. So we turn on SNL and we watch Matt Damon, that coward who knows better. The people I hate the most are the ones that know better. That's why I had this like chip on my shoulder about Joe Rogan and a couple other of these people. It's not because they're not doing similar things that others do. It's that I know they know better. Rogan knows a lot of stuff. Like, he's a smart dude and a strong dude. So to see him take the knee is so much worse than just like these morons. And Matt Damon, who raped me, by the way. Oh, do you guys want to play that clip? Do you have the clip of the confession of Matt Damon's rape? Do we have Matt Damon rape clip from my account? I think we have just enough time where I can sum it up and show it. Well, Matt Damon raped me. All right, if we don't play the clip, then that'll make no real sense because I mean, he didn't really rape me. I was trying to make a point that you can just say anyone raped anyone. Oh, here it is. You got the audio on that? Okay, so go check that out. It's on my YouTube account. I was just trying to make these people play by their own rules. So there was no relief from Saturday Night Live. And as we just saw in the news yesterday, Bill Maher has just been accused of calling an ex-girlfriend the N-word and trying to hit her in the head with a hammer. So if we're going to go with Believe All Women hashtag, then Bill Maher should be in prison with no trial. So Bill Maher, who says Believe All Women, Coco Johnson, I think her name was, just said that Bill Maher called her all these racial pejoratives and threatened to beat her in the head with a hammer. So I think that he should have due process and you know, be able to face his accuser and stuff. But according to him, he shouldn't. So Bill Maher should be in prison for beating Coco in the head with a hammer. All right. So what I'm trying to say is comedy is necessary to point out, to kind of stress test society and allow us to have some sort of relief from the liars and the pigs and, you know, hugepianist.com if you want a little more of the good stuff. And support Alex Jones at Infowars.com. Much love, America.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.